Salesforce announced their fiscal 22 Q3 earnings recently, and there's a lot to unpack. We'll get into the numbers, we'll get into those financials. There was a really big announcement, and we'll talk about what it all means. So regarding the numbers, they beat, from a revenue perspective, what was expected. It was expected to come in around $6.79 billion. They came in around $6.86 billion. From a forecast perspective, they came in a little bit short. So for Q4, they're expecting $7.23 billion. Analysts were hoping for $7.24 as the guidance. Another big takeaway is they're actually raising full year guidance. They're raising it by $850 million since they initially gave guidance back in December. So if you think about that, at this point in time, they think their revenue for the full year is going to come in $850 million greater, so almost $1 billion greater than they initially thought. They're expecting it to come in around 26.3 to 26.4 billion. So when things wrap up, for when your January renewal wraps up, they have a lot of confidence in that pipeline clearly. Gavin Patterson, Chief Revenue Officer, made it a point to mention numerous times that they felt confident with their pipeline. They felt confident in the team's strength, the things that are already in motion. Let's dive further into the numbers. Sales Cloud is now, or has, a $6 billion run rate. Service Cloud had already reached that. They became a $6 billion run rate business unit about 2 quarters ago. So for the quarter, Sales Cloud was $1.5 billion, up 17%. Service Cloud was $1.7 billion, up 20%. So before I go into their other cloud business units, let's take a step back and look at sales. Sales Cloud is still their core solution since inception, is still running at a 17% growth rate. You know, obviously that's outstanding, and it just goes to continue to show that when you do these deals, as you grow, as your sales team gets bigger, as you have volume growth, you're going to continue to roll out more for them, i.e. revenue growth. If you decide to move to the unlimited edition, revenue growth. If you need more storage or sandbox, or if you add Shield or whatever it may be, more revenue growth. The point is, sales and Service Cloud right now individually are $6 billion businesses. Benioff himself pointed out the fact that there are a lot of other cloud companies out there that themselves collectively are not $6 billion companies, and let alone continue to grow at double-digit growths, 17% for sales, 20% for service. That obviously shows the strength in those two pillars. Platform and Other, another business cloud unit, $1.3 billion at a 51% growth rate. Before I go on to some of the other ones, it's important to note there were some changes. So number one, Slack is now part of Platform and Other. Slack outperformed the expectations in its first full quarter. They made it a point to point that out. They have the number of customers that are paying $100,000 or more went up 44%, and they did $280 million in revenue for the quarter. That's $30 million ahead of guidance. So that's now part of Platform and Other. Itself is doing really well. Continue to expect Salesforce to push Slack, both individually, Slack Connect, and then Slack as a part of the 360, the integration value. Fully expect that. We're already seeing it. The other thing around Platform and Other that was interesting, a change, is that there's Tableau and MuleSoft has been extracted out. It is now its own pillar, its own business unit, its own cloud, if you will. Data, MuleSoft and Tableau, which includes Tableau CRM, did 0.9 billion, so 900 million, just short of a billion, again, as it, on its own entity. Now, the interesting thing here is there were some gray clouds, if you will, around MuleSoft. Amy Weaver talked about headwinds in the quarter, scaling challenges. But with all that said, again, they're still highly confident. They talked about how there's already a lot of Q4 deals that include MuleSoft. So again, if you are considering MuleSoft, if you're already a MuleSoft customer, expect heavy push to get more or to get you in the door or get them in the door. Because that's going to be critically important for them as they wrap up their year, as they start moving into fiscal 2023, but are 2022. Showing strength, adoption of MuleSoft is going to be critically important. Last cloud business unit is marketing and commerce. $1 billion for the quarter, up 25%. Seeing a lot of commerce cloud deals out there, obviously. This time of year, for all you retailers, I mean, this is a massive time where that wheel is spinning. That GMVs are going up, which is a good thing, but hopefully those contracts you have in place are optimized. It's clearly a driver of revenue for them, as well as Marketing Cloud, the intersection of all of these solutions as part of the Customer 360. Marketing Cloud is critically important. A couple other things before I talk about the announcement. They talked about the number of deals with five or more clouds was up 33%. So that speaks to them really pitching, getting buy-in on the Customer 360 story. If you're a customer and you're at four or three or considering five or even more, significant amount of leverage in that. As I've talked about and as you know, the more you give to them, the stickier it becomes, the more pieces to the 360, the harder it is to step away on each or any component. It's critically important to have flexibility. The other thing I would say is that the more clouds you adopt, the more likely that Salesforce is going to come to you and talk about enterprise-type agreements. There's pros and cons. I've covered this in the past, but all I would say to you is that it's critically important to make sure you have them structured right. It's not just about the pricing. It's the transparency, the flexibility, what's included, what isn't. You have to do them right, and the more you adopt, the more likely they're going to present that to you, and it could look shiny, it could look appealing. Trust me that if you don't run that process effectively and end up with the right construct, it is going to become very problematic, and often even before your next renewal date. The last number I'm going to talk about is they already started to guide for full year 2023. They're expecting revenue to eclipse $30 billion. They're expecting it to come in at $31.8 billion, which I believe will put them into the Fortune 100. Benioff had talked about that. You know, they're continuing to grow, whether it's through acquisition or organic growth. And the customers, yourselves, those listening, are obviously a critical component to that, and they know it. But how they're going to get to that, it's all about the continued execution of landing and expanding. It's all about getting and showing additional value add. As we've discussed and I've covered, it's critically important to make sure that they're holding true to value receipt for what you've already given them subscription dollars for. Doesn't mean the products are not doing what they, there's no commentary about the value in the products. The fact of the matter is if you're not getting the full value, but yet maybe a business unit is thinking about a different product, you have to synchronize the conversations because they're pushing for $31 billion. They're able to raise revenue guidance by $850 million since last year because they are continuing to execute to their plan. Ensuring that you continue to move forward in the right way with them is going to be critically important. You still need to make sure that what your relationship looks like with Salesforce is appropriate.